As the world works to cope with the current COVID situation, brands will show their true colors. While some will seek to capitalize on the situation, others will seek to help. In this podcast, we're highlighting those brands who are going above and beyond to do what's right for their employees, their customers, and their community. It is these brands who will ultimately rise to the top as they show their hearts and build stronger and more meaningful relationships with people. It is our hope that by sharing these stories, not only can we spread goodness, but we can also cause others to follow suit. Welcome to Brand Heart.
Hi, welcome to Brand Heart. I'm your host, Jeff Friedman, and today I'm joined by Robina and Susanna, the co-founders and co-CEOs of SOS. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for having us.
Well, you guys are doing a lot of great stuff over at SOS, but why don't you share for our listeners what you're all about?
Sure. So SOS is a retail platform that is transforming access to health and wellness products for women at work and on the go. So our whole thing is that we want to ensure that women have the products that they need, like tampons, pads, and liners, and the products that they want, like hair ties, deodorant wipes, dry shampoo, when they are out of the home, at work, living their lives, running errands, picking up the kids. So we set out to change the coin-operated, broken, ugly steel box that currently exists at most offices that are supposed to be delivering these core feminine care products to women when they're not at home.
Interesting. Well, this came from a personal experience that you guys had, right? You were working together and what happened?
Yeah. So we actually met in finance on a trading floor, and this business was born in the bathroom when, after basically a decade in the industry, I couldn't find a tampon at work when I needed it. So, you know, we quickly, after a lot of frustration and venting, realized that the reason these products are hard to access in corporate America is that the executives who are running these companies aren't worried about tampons and pads and liners and dry shampoo and essentials that all working women need. So we decided to step up and, you know, make a change and basically take the opportunity that was handed to us.
And get more women running those companies so that they're more aware of it.
Exactly. That's on our list.
Cool. So you guys started about 2 or 3 years ago. Is that right?
Yeah. So we founded the SOS just over 3 years ago. It was actually founded on International Women's Day in March of 2017, which is a fun fact. Coincidental fun fact. And we effectively designed and have now manufactured and installed a machine that is wall-mounted, cashless, touchscreen, and introduces a completely elevated experience for working women. So our brand partners from Cora to Drybar, Ursa Major to Teletize, all have partnered with us to ensure that the products that we're delivering in each of our machines, which include the feminine care, but also the dry shampoo and the hair ties and the face wipes, are really products from brands that women love. And so I think what's interesting about what we've done is we basically connect women with the products they need and brands with women that they need. And so there's this really nice intersection of positive outcomes that are created in our network of machines. So we are a Boston-based company, went live in Boston, but definitely think that this has application for beyond the city and, you know, has national reach, hopefully.
And so where are you today? Where is the product today?
So we went live with our first installation in Boston Seaport District, actually in a building some of you may be familiar with, District Hall. So it's a co-working space in the Seaport. We went live in January 2020, which coincided with the kickoff of the Techstars Boston 2020 class, which we are part of. So we are currently part of this accelerator. So we went live, we joined the accelerator, installed our first machine, and have, you know, plans to and committed locations for our future installations as well.
Great. But of course, COVID-19 came along and there's no installations happening.
That's right. We are completely stalled. So our first machine that we were so proud to launch is actually currently under lock and key, and we can't access it because, like everybody else, District Hall is closed for COVID. And the two machines that we plan to install in South Station and the Prudential Shopping Center in March are also on hold. So we have eagerly awaiting locations, but they're currently not accessible.
Right. But the ultimate goal here is once we get past COVID-19, we have these automated retail machines for feminine products, not just in Boston, but across the world. So when women have an SOS moment, I'm going to call it for a second, SOS is there to save them and help them and give them the products and great products they need.
Yes.
All right. Cool. So COVID-19 has, as you guys told me earlier, put your business to a halt, but it didn't put you guys to a halt, which is what's really impressive. So maybe share what you've been doing and how you responded to this whole COVID-19 situation.
So our company, as we mentioned to you, Jeff, is all about empowering women and making sure they have what they need, where they need it most. And what we realized when COVID-19 struck is we still have these amazing brands that want to do good, and we still have this ecosystem to tap into here in Boston, even across the hospital base who we are talking to for machine installations. And so we pulled everyone together and said, let's create a campaign called #GiveSOS, where anyone at home can go onto our website and buy a bundle for a female healthcare professional that is fighting for all of us on the front lines. And we can, with our brand partners, donate for every two bundles, an additional bundle, and then personally or via mail, drive or ship those bundles to these hospitals and give these women these amazing products that they need where they need it right now, which is still at work, right? These amazing women that are out there fighting for us are still at work dealing with the same issues. You know, periods don't stop for pandemics, so women still need tampons.
Right. And, you know, they're tired, they're working, they're going home. They probably don't, you know, we have time to go and go to the store and get stuff. But what you two guys were saying was even going to the store these days, tampons are about as available as toilet paper. So not only, you know, do they need them, but they don't have them at the stores.
Exactly. We are really proud to be able to deliver these products to the female healthcare professionals right now because of that, in addition to just the mission of our company and our business. And I think something that we want to highlight and make sure everyone thinks about is the fact that 80%, actually over 80% of healthcare professionals are women. So when you think about hospitals and the work that's being done right now and the heroic effort underway, it is driven by and powered by women. So, you know, to be able to have our company SOS, you know, reach and do, you know, a giving campaign with, you know, an audience that is primarily female and really stepping up right now is extremely special. And we are, you know, excited to have the opportunity to do that.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, you guys, I know, I mean, I started a company as well, and I'm sure for the first 3 years, you said it's 3 years old, you've been working nights, weekends, you finally launch in January 2020, and then this happens. And I think it's really inspirational that you guys just kept going and you kind of pivoted the whole thing to help others right now. It's really incredible. How many bundles have been purchased so far and are going to hospitals?
So we've sold just over 300 bundles. So with our match, we're close to 500, which is really exciting, and expect to make that first delivery next week. So we are sharing updates through our social channels on Instagram and Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. So for those of you listening that are interested in staying in touch, that is where we're sharing updates with everyone.
And just to make sure everybody hears it, the website is givesos.com. And that's where they can learn all about this. That's where they can buy the bundle. And I'm assuming that there are links there to all your social channels once they go there, right? So
yep.
givesos.com. Cool. And, you know, I'm just curious, while obviously this product is for women, how can men help?
Thanks for asking. That's a great question. Our mission has always been to deliver these products to female employees who need them, but we are, you know, already doing this alongside really great men, and men certainly can step up and help. Our first customer at District Hall was actually a gentleman. So we actually had him buy one of our products from our machine. He was the first paying customer. So we certainly don't want to exclude anyone from what we're doing right now in terms of our campaign and the future of our business. So we really encourage men to speak up, to step up, to be involved, to get to know us. You're certainly as much a part of the journey as everybody else, and we want to do this together.
Great. And so for the listeners out there, I think you guys, you're entrepreneurs at heart, you're in finance, you left well-established jobs to do this, you've been working nights and weekends. And then you responded really quickly. What advice do you have for others out there right now who are maybe in similar positions? And what can they be doing to help?
Yeah, I think really, if I look back at the 3 years we've been working on SOS, we had an idea, and literally the day 3 years ago that we started to think about this business, we started working on it and we haven't stopped since. And I would say to other people at home and other entrepreneurs, if you have an idea and there's something that you can do or you're thinking about, you know, my advice is get started. So as soon as COVID struck and we had this campaign in mind, we started working on it and we activated it really quickly. So if you're at home and you're thinking about a way to give back or something that you can do in this really critical time for our country and the world, you know, my advice is just get going, just start, you know, reach out to people on LinkedIn, send a message, give it a shot, because I think the faster that we all start activating these ideas that we have and ways that we might be able to help give back, the faster our economy and our world and our lives are going to, you know, go back to normal. So that's kind of my two cents.
That's great advice. Thanks, Susanna. Well, it was great having you guys on the show. Really appreciate it. Thank you for all you're doing. Keep up the great work. And again, for all the listeners, givesos.com. Go there, get a bundle, and let's help all the healthcare workers right now get what they need. And of course, keep SOS in your mind for your own needs as well. And hopefully you'll see them in a building or facility near you soon. So thanks again and take care.
Thank you for listening to Brand Heart. We hope that today's episode inspired you to spread goodness and help those in need. If you know of a brand going above and beyond to help others during this time, please share it with us via Twitter at @ShowBrandHeart. Brand Heart is a production of Small Army, a Finn Partners company. To learn more, visit smallarmy.net or finpartners.com.